What's up, guys? Welcome to episode. What is this? What is this? Number 4 of the Remix Podcast. Today, I'm joined by my last, but definitely not least, one of my final co-hosts, Terry. Hey, what's going on, T-Mac? How's it going?
Pretty guy, you doing tonight, man?
You know, I'm chilling. I'm kind of tired. I pumped out a couple of episodes of this podcast today.
Hey, man, you got to.
I got a lot of pre-recording, so if I miss a day, y'all can call me out on it, because I had the pre-recording ready. But I'm pretty sure you, at the time of this podcast, Brianna's episode isn't out yet, but I'm pretty sure you listen to Taekwon and maybe even Nye's podcast, you know. And you already know what you're getting yourself into. Right, Terrence?
Yeah.
So, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, so first question I got for you is, craziest fight you've ever been in?
Craziest fight I've ever been in?
Yeah, something that you walked out of that and you're like, damn, that nigga was crazy.
Okay. Let me think on this, because this is kind of crazy. Let me think. Honestly, the craziest fight I've ever been in was like a group fight, and it was in the first grade. Nah, before you say anything, just let me explain. Alright, so it was me and my boy. We were sitting there walking around the playground. And we want to go on the swings this day. We like, you know, I'm ready. I want to go on the swings. You want to go on the swings? Let's go on the swings. So we get there, and these two boys walk up. Now, I'm thinking to myself, well, there ain't 4 seats, so, you know, they gonna have to wait. But they was like, no, I want you off the swing set now. I'm like, well, we not getting off. So I guess they didn't like that. So they waited till we got off the swing sets. Now, I kind of didn't realize what was going on. But I guess one of them kind of started distracting me. While the other one went up and grabbed me, and he hit me in the stomach real hard. And then he got on my friend. And then we waited till we got on the ground. They started stomping us. Now I'm like, man, this is kind of... They just caught us off guard. But no, they was in the same grade as us. It was just the fact that... Well, they was older than us, but they was in the same grade. But they caught us off guard. Yeah. So me and my friend was like, man, we ain't going for all that. My mom just bought me a new, you know, jacket. And that jacket got dirty. So if I'm going to get my jacket dirty, I'm at least give her a reason why I got it dirty. So we waited till the next recess. And we was like, you know what, let's go jump them this time. Me and my friend was like, all right. Now this time it was more of a head up kind of fight. Given we won, but them dudes was crazy though. I ain't realized like at that point that I was still I was really small at that point, so I'm like, man, maybe we should have just jumped them like how they did us. But, you know, it's whatever. But, you know, that's the craziest fight I've been in.
So, that's when it was just like, wow, like, this right here is crazy. Like,
yeah, because it was
in this situation.
Yeah, especially because it was like, I didn't expect it to happen. Because I'm thinking, who thinking about getting into a fight in first grade? Like, be honest, who thinking about getting into a fight in first grade?
Right. I feel like when you really want to get in a fight is around, like, middle school. Maybe, like, late elementary school, like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah. Like
middle school when you were looking for fights.
Yeah, you're like, you know what, I'm ready for all the smoke.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm surprised that you kinda got enough that your craziest fight was in, you know, grade school, technically.
I mean, yeah, you know. We got a couple more stories. We're gonna say that later on the podcast.
Alright, so all right. I asked Brianna what's her favorite TV show or movie, but you watch a lot of movies. You love movies, actually. So what's your favorite movie? Top 3. Give me top three.
My top three favorite movies?
Yeah.
All right. Number three is probably, let me think on this, because this is like, I like a lot of movies. My third favorite movie is probably, damn, you ever see, my third favorite movie, you ever see Big with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, I love that movie.
That movie was good. That movie was real good. That movie, my second favorite movie is probably The Incredibles.
Nah. Which, if you guys know us and follow us on social media, we did a Disney bracket, and I know Terry was heartbroken when The Incredibles lost in the finale.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of social media, follow me on Instagram at t.21.f. I had to plug myself right there. I hope you didn't mind.
You want to drop the Snapchat, too, while we're already here?
All right. Follow me on Snapchat or add me on Snapchat at TerryLee23.
There you go.
Get that out of the way early. And my number one favorite movie is Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, we talk about Spider-Man 2 all the time.
That's the best superhero movie to date. Well, it ain't the best superhero movie to date, but I guess it's the most realistic superhero movie to date. Because you actually felt like, man, he actually got people problems. He going through some stuff.
Yeah, my man Peter Parker was going through it in that movie, not going to lie. And I think the thing that made that movie cold is when he did the train thing. When he stopped
that
the
train. That was cold.
That was cold. But next up I have, since we're on the topic of superheroes already, who would win in a fight, Spider-Man or the Incredible Hulk? Now, the reason why I came up with this matchup in particular, because there were some people way back when that we had this conversation, and they said the Hulk was gonna win. So I just want to get your take on it.
Okay, I'm gonna say the Hulk, but it all really depends, because the Hulk he's stronger than Spider-Man by a lot, but Spider-Man can trick him and calm him down, and Spider-Man go in. But just off.
If he can calm him down, it's basically over.
Yeah. But just if Hulk is angry or he just attack him off rip, yeah, Spider-Man probably not gonna be able to get away.
You ain't hanging with him?
Yeah. No, he ain't gonna hang with him unless he runs. Now if he's like hiding or if he's like jumping away from him, because he ain't catching him like that. But if he's just if he tries to fight him, he's gonna lose.
Mm. I think that's a good answer. It's really all a toss up if you really think about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I haven't asked this question in a while. Favorite school moment? Top three school moments.
Top three school moments.
Since you are now a graduated senior, kind of just want to take a reminisce.
Top three school moments? I had to say, well, the moment that started off the first day, that was like the third favorite. That was like my, that was a pretty good moment because it was like the catalyst to everything. Without that first day, it wouldn't have been nothing else. And that's when I started to I met people that I'm still cool with today at my first day at school. So that was cool. The second one, you said three?
Yeah.
My second one is probably the eighth grade football games, or just the eighth grade football season altogether. Because that was when, I ain't going to say eighth grade, seventh grade football season. I feel like that was probably the best year that I had playing sports.
You played tight. Seventh grade. Yeah. You had him earlier on the podcast. He brought that up.
Yeah. And, Taiwan the first time around, But then that second time we came through, they lost. They lost that second time.
They took the L.
And my first favorite, in my best moment of school throughout, Man, like really thinking on it, high school wasn't as fun as it probably could have been, because I mostly worked through high school, so I really didn't have too many good high school moments. I guess probably meeting up with y'all for real. That probably was like my favorite moment of school. Yeah. Just meeting my friends.
Yeah. So another one I got is favorite music genre, and you know, top three artists.
Favorite music genre? Oh, I guess I'd say rap. Well, hip hop. I guess I'd say hip hop because, I mean, I like other music genre, but I think I like the most of the songs I listen to is rap or to some extension of rap. So, my favorite artist. Probably DaBaby. DaBaby would be out of my three, he probably like the least. If he would switch his flow up a little bit, like just change it up, he would be the best rapper, I think. Number two, probably, I don't know, what I want to say, Playboi Carti. I'd say Playboi Carti. I like some of his songs. Like, I think that I mess with most of his music, actually. I mess with most of his music. And, who else would I say my number one? Actually, switch that up. Put DaBaby as my number one. And Young Nudy as my number three. Because I like... Yeah. Oh, no, I forgot. 21 Savage. That's what I'm forgetting about, 21 Savage. And I don't think anybody ever going to say it, but 21 Savage is probably the most underrated rapper.
You don't have some verses that don't have me thinking for a while.
I literally just thought about the best rappers ever. I'm forgetting about Kendrick and Kanye. I literally forgot about them, too. I'm tripping. But I literally forgot about them too. I mean, I literally forgot about Kendrick and Kanye. Those are probably my two favorite. And I'm gonna go Playboi number three, Kanye number one, Kendrick number two, and Playboi number three.
All right, we got the set list. We got the lowdown. So, last question. And we're almost done with this. How did you join the remix?
Well, I remember one day we was all just talking, and I think y'all had joined like a Yubo call. Or no, we was all just talking one day. And y'all was like, we should start a podcast. And I'm like, oh, I mean, we should, you know. That'd be pretty cool. Now, this was like way back when, and like, in like the start of the year, and you know, now that the coronavirus or the COVID-19 didn't happen, you know, we got time. We actually had time to be kind of productive, and you was like, "Hey, you know, we actually should start this."
Yeah, put it on paper.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, how this gonna work? And you know, we did the little. Oh yeah, the first episode we made is coming out soon, so be looking out for that.
Yeah, the first official episode with all of us just sitting there actually talking about a topic. We're going to be done with these interviews soon.
Yeah, we just try to...
Two more days of interview? Two more episodes, including this one?
Man, so, be looking out for that video. Her podcast.
Yeah, so I mean, Terry, if that's it... We can wrap this up, but as always, the interviewee, right now you can ask me, the interviewer, a couple of questions.
All right. Let me think about it. To go back, to throw one of your questions back on you, who are your top three favorite rappers?
My three favorite rappers in the game right now. Got to give it to J. Cole.
Okay.
J.I.D. And definitely Kanye. I gotta put one of the GOATs up there.
Okay. Okay.
In no specific order, though. They all can bang.
Okay. Now I got a question for you. Serious question. Where do you see yourself doing in the next 5 years?
Next 5 years. I mean, of course, I hope to still be doing this as more than just like a little side hustle, because this is just, you know, something we do for fun, a little side hustle. Hopefully, I'm doing it as a more of a business thing. But if not, I kind of want to see myself 5 years. I'm gonna be 21. It's crazy. So I'll probably be in college, getting my degree in psychology, and psychology or engineering. Don't know which one I want to do yet. But hopefully from that point forward, I can make a career out of whatever path I choose. But I definitely hope that podcasting or YouTube is something still in my life at that time, something that I can escape to, have fun with every once in a while, have fun with you guys every once in a while.
Yeah.
And, so that's where I see myself in 5 years.
All right, Brandon, one more question, then we're going to wrap this up. What are your plans after the quarantine is over?
You really want to know?
Yes, I do.
To fuck bitches and get money. No, I'm playing. I'm about to live it. After quarantine has shown me that life can get shut down fairly fast. So I'm going to just live life. I'm going to just live life in such a way that if I die, I won't be living with regret. You know, I'll be like, I did everything I had to do.
I saw
the people I had to see.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how everybody got to live their life. But, other than that, I'm about to be partying straight out of quarantine. You've been always been a long, month in the house?
Yeah, good little month, almost month and a half.
Almost month and a half, yeah, it's time to go. But anyway, Terry, thank you for taking time out of your day to come kick it with your boy over here on the remix.
No problem. I enjoyed myself.
And we'll see you in the next episode when we bring the whole gang together to actually talk about something.
All right. Now, hold on. I got a little message to drop. All right. So they can give us feedback, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if y'all I want y'all to drop some comments, because I think me and Brandon are going to think about starting a YouTube channel up. What do y'all think are some good video topics we can make?
Yeah. What do y'all think some topics we can put on the podcast or even on me and Terry's YouTube channel?
Yeah.
That y'all would be interested in checking out, tuning in to look at.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Come on, Terry.
Now, I'm thinking about making a YouTube channel in August or late July. I don't know if Brandon gonna start his, but if y'all write some things down and y'all like the way we sound, and hey, you know, like our viewpoints, we may come back with some YouTube videos and even more podcasts.
Some straight fire, some straight flames. And your boy King Brandon on T-Mac.
All right,
but anyway, that's the end of the remix for today. Thank y'all for tuning in, and peace out, Terry.
All right, peace out, man. Y'all have a good night, or whenever y'all watch this.
Yeah, see y'all later.